You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on 95BFM Breakfast in the studio. It's old mate Tim Batch.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, sorry, I hadn't got your mic in
no,
the right place.
No, it's my bad, man.
Hi, Tim, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. It feels like it's been 100 years since we've seen you, but...
I used to work here, sort of, without getting paid.
Yeah, you did volunteering, I think they call that officially.
Contributing.
Contributing your time, your energy, and your comedic talents, which you've been doing over in Australia recently. How's that been?
Yeah, it's been so good. I did 2 weeks at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Had a bloody great time.
Love it.
Big work hard, play hard energy there. And just got back from Sydney as well. Did a week there, which was very cool. I did 3 galas over in Sydney, and I wasn't quite sure like how big they were.
So
I got off the plane and I had to get in an Uber to like go to the first show. I was like, what are we dealing with here? It's like 100 people, 200 people.
Yeah.
Sold out 800 seater venue. And I was like, okay, get your game face on, Timbo.
Today's going to be a good show.
Yeah. But it went well. It went well.
Awesome. Cool. Is Climate Change Funny Yet is the name of your show, Tim.
Yes.
You're bringing it back to Aotearoa for the New Zealand International Comedy Fest. What's it all about? I feel like the title has a suggestion, perhaps.
For sure. It's definitely got lots of climate change stuff in it. It's not solely about climate change, because I think that would be a bit tough going. But it's definitely a lot about climate change. And I guess in some ways you could argue it's all about climate change, because it's sort of how I'm conceiving of it and perceiving it, and from my, you know, where I sit in the world as a new dad as
new
well.
Dad.
There's some dad material in there.
Nice.
I just felt weird about doing dad material, but then I thought of some funny jokes, so I thought I'd put them in.
That's what changes it, you know. You're like, oh, I don't know if I want to make dad jokes, and then you come up with some, and you go, well, I guess I am now.
Yes, yeah. But I've got, you know, there's some funny jokes in there about TV weather presenters within the context of climate change.
Nice.
I closed the show on a 10-minute rant about Exxon Mobil, the
what
oil
is,
company.
Yeah, perfect.
They're like one of the biggest corporations in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some fun stories involving them. And why they're my favourite oil company.
Love it.
So there's something for everyone. There really is in the show.
It's been, I feel like every time we've talked about Comedy Fest over the last wee while, it's hard to avoid how weird the last couple of years have been and how nice it is that this year is an actual proper Comedy Fest.
Yeah, we had a one-on, one-off thing. For 3 years we had to cancel one of them, and then we came back, I think in 21, and then last year we had to call it off as well.
21 was sort of the weird year where things happened and then things didn't happen again.
So it is nice to be back in full force, and we've got the internationals here as well, which is really cool, so it feels like a big proper one.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, it's kind of, this is the thing with the climate change as well, is the new normal is very different.
Yes.
Like, we're in a different zone now.
Yeah,
we're through the looking glass, everybody.
Cross the Rubicon.
We are. True. Well, I don't know, things are always changing, but it feels like we've been through a big change, and now things are like in a greater state of flux constantly than they were before, and we're just going to have to learn to deal with that.
And we've all collectively, I think maybe the difference is we've all collectively had to think about that with the pandemic, and now it's maybe a little bit easier to make that cognitive step that climate change is the other thing that we all collectively have to think about.
Yeah, big time.
You'd hope, at least.
I've
got
a bit in my show about how... this is probably a little controversial for before 9 a.m. The greatest day of lockdown was the day Alec Baldwin shot someone, just because it was a nice distraction from COVID.
Jesus.
But then COVID was a nice distraction from climate change, right?
Yeah.
So it's all just, we're looking for a crisis to distract us from
What's
the one
next?
That we're currently in.
It's all dreadful, really, isn't it?
But it's not. And that's the thing. And that's kind of the point of the show, is like, look, this thing's happening. And this is our reality now. And it's not the end of the world as it is being described at the moment. The world's still going to be there. The thing we're trying to save is ourselves, and we're trying to do that for a reason. It's because being alive is actually pretty freaking fun.
It's
hard, but it's fun, and so that's why we want to fight against climate change.
Totally. I love that as a sort of standard bearer for getting into this time, and it kind of is also that thing that some people have been dealing with climate change in a very acute way for quite a long time.
Absolutely.
So we just got to get up with the picture a bit. Who else are you looking forward to seeing, Tim? Because I feel like you're a man who knows what else is good in, in the world of comedy. Any faves you reckon people should be keeping an eye out on?
On the international front, Anne Edmonds is here, which is a really special treat. So you should see her. She's from Australia, and Becky Lucas as well. They're both frickin' dynamite. I'm a big fan of Barney Duncan. He's great. Has he been in?
He hasn't been in yet. No, he hasn't been in. We might try and rope him in.
He should be in. Becky Umbers is on. I think it's her first full hour at the festival. She's really good. Yeah, but, you know, I would recommend you go on the website, comedyfestival.co.nz, have a click around, go see someone. If they're in the festival, they actually have to be good because it's a selected festival. Like, you can't just enter. So all the shows are up to snuff, and there will be something that you'll enjoy out there. And if you see someone that you don't recognise them whatsoever, it means so much to even get like one more bum on the seat at that show. So, you know, you'll have a good time, they'll have a great time. Go and see some live shows, man.
And if there's one thing that we as BFM people love, it's to know something was cool before everybody else did. So just get in there.
Here's your opportunity, guys.
We already know you're cool, though, Tim. That's not going to stop us from buying tickets. Is climate change funny yet? When are you performing?
From the 17th to the 20th of May at Q Theatre. Can I give away a ticket?
Oh, go on then.
Okay, if you want to win a double ticket for the 17th, text in, I've forgotten the text number again.
5395.
Sorry, I was on such a roll too. And tell me my name.
Tell me this man, Tim Batt's name, and you could win a double pass to go to see Tim's show.
Need your name too.
And make sure you stick your name in the message as well. You've picked a song for us this morning, Tim.
Oh yeah, I have. Noah is a band that I love, and they've just brought out a new song, and they surprised me on the music video because they said they've got a new album coming out soon. And I'm so excited about it.
Love that.
This song is called I'm the President.
Thanks, Tim.
See you at the fest.
Yeah.
That is a Timback selection this morning. I'm the President by Noah. Also, apparently the music video is great. Shot in one take in their house with a full orchestra, brass band and others squashed into various rooms in the flat. So go check that out if you enjoyed the sound of that. And if you enjoyed the sound of our chat, you should go check out Tim Batt's show, Is Climate Change Funny Yet?, playing at the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. Kate B, congratulations. You've got yourself a double pass. Tim will be in touch with you, I think, about those tickets, so enjoy. That will be a very fun part of the festival. There is so much good stuff happening around the city at the moment. If you are heading out and about, tell us about it. 5395. What's going on for you this morning?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.